Maseches Peya Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel Hamachalik Bitzalim Lachim Lashuk Umekayim Yiveshim Lagairin Nosin Peya Le'ela La'atzman U'le'ela La'atzman. The mission over here is talking about where one has an entire field of one item. Bitzalim different has a field of onions. However, he harvests the onions at different times. Now, if he harvests the onions at different times on its own, so since it's one min, we said he takes off one payah for the whole field. However, over here, the reason he's harvesting different sections of the field at different times is not simply because that's what's more convenient for him at this particular time. However, he's trying to catch different onions at different stages of ripeness. Certain onions he's trying to do cut when they're a certain level of ripeness, and therefore he's going to be able to sell them in the shuk. And the others, his plan is not to sell them in the shuk. He's going to keep them in storage, and therefore he wants to dry them out. So in these cases, since he's not simply harvesting at two separate times, but he's trying to catch the produce at different levels of their growth, at different stages of their ripening, so therefore it's considered as if he made it into two separate minim. There are bitzelim lachem, which are not fully ripe, and bitzelim yuveshim, which are fully dried out, and therefore it's considered to be two separate minim, and he's chayiv peya on each one. V'chein ba'funun, says the Mishnah, when it comes to seeds, v'chein bekerem, and it comes to vineyard, anytime you're making two separate ketziris, two separate harvests, but not for convenience sake, because you're trying to harvest different fruit at different stages of their growth. So now you're showing that the different stage of growth for you is important, and therefore we consider the ones that you harvest at half growth to be a separate min entirely than the one you grow when it's fully ready, and therefore it's considered two separate harvests, two separate fields, and therefore you're chayev two separate payas. Hameidel nosim in hameshuyer amashashir. Says the Mishnah something interesting. Let's say I go in and begin a harvest. I don't harvest the whole field. I just begin, I pluck out certain ones, I harvest certain plants. Now why am I harvesting those? If it's because I want those specifically now, because I want a certain amount to be not fully ripe, like we were saying earlier, so then you're chayev peya on each one, on each Kitzira on its own, on each harvest. But let's say the reason I begin harvesting, and I begin harvesting a few earlier than the others, is only because I'm trying to make more room to allow the other ones to grow. So that we don't consider it like a separate harvest. The reason I'm harvesting it is to allow the rest of the field to grow properly. They need more room to spread out. So therefore, it's not considered two separate fields because I harvested at different times. The reason I harvested it at different times was simply to allow the growth to reach its full potential. And therefore, it's considered one big harvest, and therefore one payah at the end on everything. Continues the Mishnah, V'hamachlik me'achas yad, noisin min ha'mishoyer al hakol. It's a little bit of a discussion what this means. However, most Mefarshim will go like the Bartanura and the Rash, who understand that in the first case, when we said ha'machlik bitzalim, so you were harvesting at different times, but as we mentioned, there you were harvesting at different times because you wanted to catch the produce at different stages of its growth. However, here the Mishnah is discussing, you're harvesting maybe at different times, but you're doing it all for the same purpose. You're either going to all do it lashuk, you're going to go sell it in the shuk, or you want to do it all lagoren, to store it in your warehouse. Since over here, it's all going to have the same purpose, you're not dividing it up into two separate types of produce for two separate types of purposes based on their growth, based on the levels of growth, their stage of growth. But it's really all for one big thing. It just happens to be you're harvesting it at different times, so that, like we said earlier, noisin min mishuyer al hakol, therefore you only chayev one peya on everything. Continues the Mishnah in Mishnah Dalit. Ha'imahu shel bitzalim chayavois Peya. The imahos, literally the mothers of the onions. What does it mean, ha imahos? So certain onions you would cut and when they were ready to be eaten. Others you would keep, you would remain, you would let them grow even more, and you would keep them in the ground, because those you would use to replant. They would be planted, and then you would gain more onions from those. And therefore they're called the himos, because they would bear fruit, bear more onions. They would produce more onions. So do those onions, which are really the producing onions, they're going to keep them in the ground and let them grow and develop into more onions. So ha'imolu shel betzalim chayavus b'pei, they're chayv in pei. Now, normally speaking, when you have an item which isn't meant for food, it's just meant to plant. So we said, you're not chayv in pei. Why is this different? In fact, this imohol shel betzalim, you keep them underground so long that according to most mefarshim, they're not really eaten. So, no, not really ra'i l'achila. You could eat them ayidei adchak, but they're not something which is people would prefer to eat. So therefore, why am I chayiv and peya? So the mefarshim explain, even though you're going to be keeping them to plant, not to eat, since these onions themselves were ra'i l'achila, and the only reason they're not ra'i l'achila now is because you just kept them in the ground. You let them develop beyond the stage of where they're food, so therefore they already became chayiv and peya, and they're still chayiv and peya, they're still considered regular bitzal. For Rabbi Yossi Poiter, however, Rabbi Yossi is mekel, because Rabbi Yossi holds, at the end of the day, right now, you are not treating them as food, you are treating them as seeds to plant, and therefore, like other things which you use just to plant, not for food, they're not chayiv in peya. And of course, we don't pass them like Rabbi Yossi, we pass them like the Tanakhama. Continues the Mishnah, Malbinos habitzalim shebein hayarak. So, yet we had Malbinos in previous Mishnahs. It means a patch, a square patch of growth. So you have patches dispersed throughout your field, you have different square patches of onions, shebein hayarek, and between these patches of onions, you have other vegetation, other vegetables. Rabbi Yossi Omer peya mikol echad ve'echad. You have to give a separate peya from each patch of bitzalim, each patch of onions, because it's considered to be a different field. As we've said, a different min, new vegetation, a different type of vegetation, divides a field into two, and therefore each patch of bitzalim, since it's divided by yarak, by vegetables, therefore it's a separate field and requires a separate pay. The chachamim disagree. Me'echad ala kol. You could give on one of the patches, and that counts for everything, because all these patches of onions together are considered one big field of onions, even though they are divided by vegetables, by yarak. What's the reason for the chachamim? It seems like Rabbi Yossi makes a lot of sense. If there's a different min in between, we normally say it does break it up into two separate fields. Why do the chachamim say in this case, no, it's considered to be all one big field? So the mefarshim explain that the Chachamim hold that the Yerek, the vegetables, is not Choshev enough, it's not important, not significant enough. In fact, most Yerakos are not Chayv in Peya even. Therefore, it doesn't divide up the field into two separate fields. Others explain, based on the Yerushalmi, that since the Yerek, you don't store at all. Bitzalim, onions, you store. You save them and you store them for a long time, lakiyim. But vegetables, you don't keep lakiyim at all. Therefore, they're totally different types of produce. And therefore, the yerek doesn't even register to consider to divide up a field. And therefore, it's considered to be, we view this from a perspective of peya, as one big onion field. And you could be mekayim with one peya on the entire thing. I wish you all a good day.